Typhoon Nesat pounded the Philippines' main island today, lashing crop-growing provinces and bringing the capital to a near standstill. Its force flooded roads, cut power supplies, and closed financial markets, government offices, transport, and schools. At least 7 people, including a 22-month-old boy, died in the storm, with 4 missing. Lidio Kane spoke to Hilda Avedillo, who heads the Disaster and Risk Reduction Program at Caritas Manila. She explained what they are doing to aid those affected by the typhoon.
Caritas Manila now is trying to coordinate with the parish coordinators of the different areas of our country. And through the volunteers from the parish, they report to us what they need in times of this disaster. So currently, we have several parishes who have called our office requesting for relief goods for the families who were evacuated from their area.
Now, you talked there about evacuation. Obviously, a lot of people have been evacuated. A lot of people have lost their livelihoods, have lost their homes.
Since they have this kind of situation, before before this disaster response, we have already oriented and provided workshop for the community regarding with this situation. So they have evacuation centers where they can go to and resource persons so they could ask for any assistance, like us, Caritas Manila, and their local government units. Aside from that, once they have reported to us their situation, and once the disaster or the typhoon had gone, we also help them or guide them to go back to their basic lives, during their regular activities.
Have lessons, do you think, been learned from the disaster that happened 2 years ago where many people died?
Yes, I believe so. There are lessons that were learned, and there are some ways that the parish has been doing to respond or to prevent this kind of situation.
Is there worse to come? Will the typhoon get stronger?
Based from the seminars that I have attended, they said that our climate has been changing regularly. So there would be a possibility that typhoons could go stronger than before. So what we do now in order to prepare is we educate the people on our community on how they can be prepared to help their families and in their community to fight this kind of disasters. Or if since disasters are, there are some disasters that are hard to face, so these families could just provide enough for their family or their neighbors, like for example having their disaster kits or first aid kits and foods in their house in order to have stocks in cases of typhoon or flood.
Is Caritas coordinating with government agencies?
Currently, Caritas is in partnership with other private organizations who also has this kind of goal in educating and preparing the community against disasters. Our parish also coordinates with other local government units like their barangays so that in case of assistance, they would be able to reach out to their barangay captains. And also the Department of Health and the Department of Social Welfare are also in coordination with Caritas Manila.